The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Dharma, here we go. Great. So, hello. Hello and welcome, everyone, to Happy Hour. And I'd like to lead a meditation today on holding peace in our hearts, in our minds, holding peace both for the sake of ourselves, as we connect and relate to ourselves with peace, with balance, and also to hold peace for our our relational space as we relate to others, especially if there's any friction in any interactions we have with others, holding peace, holding spaciousness. And also as we relate to the news of the world, as we relate to the world, to hold peace, as we think of others, whether they are in a space of being, if they're in a space of suffering, whether the perpetrators or whether they're the recipients of challenges and difficulty in the world, to hold peace, to hold possibility of peace, to live peace, let peace start from within, and peace and metta, loving kindness, are strongly interrelated. When we have goodwill for others, there is a sense of peace that arises in our heart, and when we hold this space of peace and balance, which is related to equanimity, there is a sense of friendliness. Oh, there is a sense of just like me that can arise. So just like me, just like me. Let's also remember just like me. In fact, maybe I'll share this. I was really touched by this recently. I heard on the radio, it's the 30th anniversary this week, or this past week, I guess, had their 30th anniversary of genocide in Rwanda, and National Public Radio in the U.S. was doing many segments. And in one segment, I was quite touched. There was the story of a woman who 30 years ago risked her own life to save the lives of others when there was neighbor killing neighbor, Hutus and Tutsis. And I was especially touched by one part of the story where she apparently lets a couple of people whom she and her husband knew in their village, and she hides these men in their house. And then her husband comes back, and in order to for the husband not to be startled, she says, "Oh, these friends you've known, they're visiting." And the words she said, of course, which were translated through an interpreter, was, you know, just like me, just like us, these people want to be alive, not suffer, just like me. And that just like me, it really touched me, because the stance of common humanity, you don't necessarily need to be a Buddhist or be familiar with Buddhist teachings at all. Buddhism does not have hegemony over this simple understanding of just like me. Other human beings are just like me, just like me, just like me. And can we hold the possibility of peace for all of us on this little blue planet, just like me, just like me? So with that as preamble, I'd like to invite us to settle and practice together. Let us arrive. Ah, let us arrive. Let us arrive in this body, in this moment. Inviting a sense of settledness and peace. And peace can start in this moment, can express itself with our stability in the body, letting the body be stable, not fidgeting or moving, with kindness, with gentleness, relaxing the body, sweet, dear, amazing, miraculous body. May you be peaceful. May you be calm. May you be well. Inviting the body to be peaceful. And within the frame of the body, inviting the breath to be easeful, peaceful, however it wants to express itself. Not forcing, pushing, just inviting, allowing. Inviting the body to relax some more. To have more peace and ease. And now inviting the mind to join the body. When the mind, when the body is easeful and has stability, the mind tends to settle as well. So starting with the body, now inviting the mind to settle, to relax, to have peace, to rest with peace. If there have been thoughts or worries or plans running around, here and there, dear body, dear mind. Rest, rest and hold peace. Connecting with the breath to sustain the stability of peace. Being Peace. Being Peace, the title of the book by Thich Nhat Hanh, the Zen master. Being Peace. Can we be peace in this moment? Don't worry about the next moment or the previous one, just this moment. Can I inhabit peace? My body and my mind, and now my heart. To hold peace in my heart. for myself how I am in this moment. Any relationships, personal relationships, especially if there's any strife or challenge, holding peace. Holding peace is a possibility, as an aspiration, peace and goodwill. And for the world, just like me, all these beings in the world, just like me, they just want to be happy and peaceful. Here, sitting like a candle. That's holding light, holding the flame alive. Flame, the light of peace. However that it resonates for you in this moment. Peace. What does peace mean in this moment? In this body, mind, and heart? Being peace in this moment. What does it mean to me in this moment? To hold peace. Peace with myself. Maybe that means lack of judgment, kindness. Maybe if there are a lot of thoughts, means setting them down peacefully. It means thinking about some challenges, perhaps with someone, to bring goodwill. Peace for ourselves, peace for them, peace for both of us. And similarly for the world. What does it mean to be at peace? To live peace, to inhabit peace in this moment. Can this in-breath, can this out-breath be known peacefully with stability of mind? feel like if it's helpful to add some words, may I have peace and ease? May those I know, those who are near and dear to me, those with whom I have challenges, those whom I barely know, simply lightly interact with, may there be peace. May there be peace in our hearts, in our interactions. May there be goodwill and peace. May there be peace and goodwill in the entire world. And if it starts to feel too conceptual, come back to the breath. Come back to the body. Breathing in peace, breathing out peace. May I be peaceful. May I hold peace for myself and for others. In my thoughts, in my words, in my actions. And as we approach the end of this period of sitting together, appreciating that you showed up and you tried to align your actions, actions of the mind, internal actions with your intentions, highest intentions for peace and goodwill. And letting go of any judgment for what might have come up or not come up. Trust that you're planting seeds. And as long as I'm showing up just in this moment, as best as my ability, with peace towards myself and others, with goodwill. Peace and goodwill. And I'm planting wholesome seeds. May all beings everywhere be happy, may have causes and conditions for happiness and well-being. All beings everywhere be peaceful and free, including myself. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for your practice. Practice of holding peace together, holding peace together in our hearts, in our wishes for the world, in these interesting and challenging times. Being peace. Peace starts within. World peace starts from within. Starts from within. It's hard to try wish for a peaceful world or have peace in the world if we don't cultivate the stability in ourselves, in our relational space for others. So we have some time for those who can stay to engage with how do we hold peace? What supports our peace? What gets in the way of living peacefully, being peace? So the invitation is is an exploration for your own sake. What supports me to be peaceful? What gets in my way of being peaceful? And in this exploration in small groups, again, let it be an exploration for your own sake. You're not sharing it for the sake of others, educating them, impressing them. You're just writing a little. It's as if you're writing a journal entry. Like, what supports me? What gets in my way? And allowing for other human being, conscious human beings, to hold witness. Because when we're held witness, something amazing happens. You know this already. We go deeper when we're held witness and we say it out loud. It's even more powerful than writing. So in this exploration, let's go in alphabetical order. The first round is what gets in the way of peace for me? Peace internally, peace relationally, peace in the world. What gets in the way? What gets in the way? Explore that. And you offer a nugget, the next person will offer a nugget, and the next person. And then the second round. What supports peace, living peacefully, being peace, holding in my relationships, in the way I show up, all of that. And then you go around again. And then in the later rounds, you can share whatever in either category. And again, stay close to your practice. Please do not comment or give advice to others. Just let it's a stone soup. It's a soup that's made by all the offerings. So you just make your own offering. You don't correct or and yet if you notice that, the happy hour guidelines are not being met, somebody else is giving somebody else advice, it is okay to say, the with the invitations guidelines here, we don't give advice, we stay with the practice, we stay here, etc. So that's okay too, because that comes out of goodwill and trying to hold peace for everyone. So can you hold peace in the way you listen, in the way you speak, in the relational space in the small group of size three? Can you hold peace for yourself, not add to the agitation? Can you hold peace? It's an interesting practice. Right here, right now, not out there in the world, right here in the small groups. Can you hold peace for yourself and for others? How does it work if you do that? What you say, lovely. What other people say, wonderful. But really, how we show up. Tune into that. How are you showing up? Okay. All right. I am ready to open the groups. Please be kind to yourself, to others. And here we go. Closed, everybody's back. So we have some time for any reflections you like to share, any questions. Anything, and I'm also going to change the chat settings. You're also welcome to type things in chat, type your reflections or questions. If you type them to everyone, then I will read them and your name. If you type them just to me privately, I will not read your name, but I will just read your reflection. So what came up either in the meditation or in the exploration? Holding peace, being peace. I'll share with you what came up for me in the meditation. Yeah, peaceful. I felt much more peaceful as the meditation progressed, and there were times that maybe thoughts or plans were coming up, and I would smilingly release them in favor of peace. Again, not judgmentally, but oh yeah, I want to practice peace in this moment in my mind, not be planning and this and that. Yeah, peace, practicing peace. And that was quite yummy. Ah, I see two hands. Jerry, I see your hand is first.
I like succinct topics. So what gets me not a difficulty to peace if I'm in an acronym called HALT, hungry, angry, lonely, tired. That's a difficult place. HALT.
Wait, that's good. Hold. Hangry. Wait.
Hungry,
Hungry.
angry,
Angry.
lonely, tired.
Lonely, tired. Hey, hungry. Wait, what was this?
HALT. HALT. So HALT.
Oh,
Hungry.
HALT. Got it. Halt. Okay. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired.
Lonely.
Love it. Thanks for sharing that. That is such a great, powerful mnemonic. Am I hungry, angry, lonely, or tired right now? Yeah, that's great. Self-check. So sorry, I interrupted with my enthusiasm for you sharing that. Keep going, Jerry. Yeah.
And the alternative is, it came from here, helping someone else. That isn't a direct benefit to myself. That so I've started not giving money to beggars, but going to a store and getting them a piece of pizza or a sandwich. And so I wasn't meaning it today to be a public event, but someone else saw me go by and said, "Well, you've done your good deed for the day." So it wasn't my intention, but it took me out of my hungry, angry, lonely, tired space.
Thanks for sharing that, Jerry. That is so immediate. I really appreciate what you shared, which is if we are in that state of halt, hungry, angry, lonely, tired, reaching out and helping someone else who needs help, needs support in that moment, and whatever that might be, whatever that might be. Yeah. However that might show up for us. Great. Thank you. Thanks so much for sharing that, Jerry. Appreciate you. Thank you, Fred. I see your hand next, please.
Thank you, Nikki. That was a very powerful meditation for me. And I think it was partly primed by something I had been reading before we sat down to meditate. But initially, I was just overwhelmed with the perverse opposite of peacefulness and a kind of immersion in the headlines of the day. And then found myself even, searching further beyond the terrible news of the moment to what's going on in my town that I don't know about, which has its own sort of secret horrors. And after a while, not a long while, but after a while, then I found that I can actually step out of that. I can step in to a place where I can repose in my connection with everybody. And it was some of this came from imagery of what I had been reading prior to our sitting down tonight. And in that sense of, seeing the visual image of, many, many little pods of light connected, and equal, was a peaceful place to be, that my existence as I forget the phrase you were using, but it was, a sort of visual equivalent of the phrase you were using about we all share the human experience, and we all suffer in ways that aren't dissimilar, and that none of us is really privileged beyond the other, but none of us is underprivileged in relation to the other either. And that visual image of that endless network of connection, without faces but sort of pulsations of light, was a place to that I could sit back in and have a kind of sit back into the calmness and peace. And I was struck by how this was a choice, and that I had a fair amount of ability to make that decision. I wasn't going to be swept away by the headlines. I actually could decide to step back into what I preferred and into the peace that we were being directed to be in. And that was interesting to see that degree of volition, and which I imagine has developed from coming here and sitting on my own, but also from us doing what we do here in a large group and in small little breakout groups, and what reverberates afterwards. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Fred. And thank you for the both the eloquence and the nuanced way that you shared what came up for you and the progression. And I want to unpack a couple of things that you said for the benefit of others, because I think they're very important and also subtle in your experience. I was tracking you, but just to unpack what you were sharing. When you were talking especially about all of us, just like me, all of us, just all beings, just like me, this neither privileged nor overprivileged nor underprivileged, according to particular ways of being. And I wanted to unpack that, because there's something very important in what you said, which could be misunderstood. So I want to really unpack that, because there's the idea of privilege in the world, and some people are privileged, and they have whatever wealth, and some people don't. And yet, what you're pointing to in what you said, so, is with respect to suffering, that the unsatisfactoriness of life, that the deep dukkha that all of us have in the three marks of existence, basically impermanence, unsatisfactoriness, and impersonality, which it's not, we want to have control and choice, yet we don't. And when we really see that, all of us human beings, wow, we're all subject. We're neither privileged, none of us have it, we're all subject, let me put it this, we're all subject to impermanence, laws of impermanence, unsatisfactoriness, dukkha, as well as this impersonality, that it's not personal things, and not only things are impersonal, but also they're unpredictable. And when you truly see that through the eyes of insight, then there is a peace that arises, that you then the mind and the heart can chooses to step, the mind chooses to step into peace, which also ties into this Buddhist teaching, which is a beautiful one. It's actually also used as a funeral chant in Pali, which is, all things are impermanent. They arise and pass away. To live in harmony with this truth brings great happiness. And when you hear this at the outset, it's like, wait, these Buddhists are so negative. It's like, what are they talking about? But there's something about, the heart opens up. Yeah, this is how it is. It's this, I can see, I can live according to, I can live, and as the friend recently put, if we live according to, if we live in harmony with impermanence, unsatisfactoriness, just not expecting it to be satisfactory all the time, and not expecting it to be everything that we have control over. If we live in harmony with those truths, life goes easier instead of us fighting against them. So all of this is connected, and I hope people can hear the relationship between these points I'm making and what you beautifully brought in, Fred, especially this aspect of, yeah, I have a choice. I can see through this lens of oh, I can get, kerfuffled and keep looking more and more and more, and I know what the feeling there is, and also I can choose. I can choose to see the universal truths of just like me in the world. And that brings a certain peace. So I've said so much and want to invite you if there's anything else you'd like to add, Red, or not.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. That was beautifully said. And I see a couple more hands. And also, there are a couple of notes in chat, so I want to honor them as well. I see. This is really great contemplation and meditation. Thank you very much for pointing me and us towards peace. Another person said, well, I know we talk a lot about the inner critic. What can we practice? When the inner critic is raging and regular reminders aren't working, possibly due to halt conditions. I like Jerry, your halt is already becoming part of the zeitgeist, part of the language of happy hour. Mindfulness of the body, to the person who wrote that question. Mindfulness of the body and metta. Mindfulness of the body and metta. Bring metta, bring kindness, bring kindness. To the body, to the body, to the body. And I see Neil has added, just like me, everyone I meet was born. Just like me, everyone I meet will die. Just like me, everyone I meet is doing their best to get from point A to point B. Yes, indeed. Indeed. Oh, yes, one more reflection. Maranasati can feel like it gets in the way of peace for me, but neglecting Maranasati is even worse. And I've had glimmers of Maranasati supporting peace as well. The Maranasati means mindfulness of death, which is a practice I love to teach. Yeah, this it's a practice because Maranasati, mindfulness of death, can bring peace, can a sense of bring a sense of balance to all this. Like, yeah, this the can really bring a sense of impermanence, appreciation of impermanence to all this radical impermanence. Okay, we've got 2 quick minutes left. There was a lot tonight. So, Claire.
Thank you. Mine is very quick, actually. Our group really enjoyed the practice. I just wanted to add that. But I forgot one really important one. I circulate a gratitude list with 2 girlfriends every day. And that certainly adds to my state of happiness.
There
So,
you go. Thank you for bringing that in again. That's the counter halt. That's the counter halt. Gratitude. Yeah. Thanks, Claire.
So,
Appreciate it. Yeah. And we're going to let Serena also say quickly her reflection. Serena.
well, I'm glad that you're letting me share, even if though it's quick. One of the things that I do that helps me is I notice something positive about the other person. I try to notice something that's positive, something that's alive, something that and that somehow brings peace. Thank you.
Ah, beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing this, Serena. Beautiful. Yeah, no, noticing, bringing to heart a beautiful quality of the other person. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Oh, that just brings so much joy as I bring that to my heart. And that's especially actually very helpful to especially if we're having a challenge with someone to bring a beautiful quality of theirs to heart and mind. So, dear ones, we've come to the end of Happy Hour. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for joining, cultivating your heart and mind towards peace, holding peace together. These points of light, these visual points of light that Fred so beautifully brought up, sketched for us. So may all beings be well, may all beings be happy, may all beings be free and have peace, abundant peace for all beings everywhere, everywhere, including ourselves. Thank you so much, everyone. Be well. I'm going to turn off the